Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I'm your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another review. And I talked about it last episode, Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Go check that out if you haven't yet. I'm going to be doing a lot of horror content this month. But I also said I would try to work in some other content for those of you that's not into, you know, the horror thing. Well, today I have the latter for you. I was looking at, you know, Netflix this morning to see what was trending, and sure enough, I came across this movie currently trending at number 2 in the U.S. as of this recording. It's another Netflix original called The Guilty, starring Jake Gyllenhaal and some other well-known voice talent. Ethan Hawke also is in this. And as you guys know, I don't do any research other than maybe watch the trailer. Well, I went to look up the trailer online because I didn't want to watch the Netflix one. And apparently, this is a remake of a Danish film, which reviewed very highly at a 98% by the pros and an 87% by the audience on that Rotten scale. So now it's going to be hard for me to forget that, and I wonder if I don't like it, am I going to just assume that the original was better and they didn't do it justice, or they made a bunch of changes that didn't work? And if I like it, I'm going to wonder how much better the original is and what they might have changed or cut to make it for the American audience. So either way, this should be interesting. So what is this one about? Well, we have Joe, a police officer, that's Jake's character, starting his shift as a 911 dispatch operator. Clearly, he doesn't want to be there, and this is not his normal job. There are some indications that he has been pulled from duty, and this is a temporary thing, and he has his court case the next day. At this point, we have no idea what his court case is about, and spoiler-free, I'm not going to tell you anyway. So, he's taking calls when a woman, you know, calls in, and she's speaking strangely. She's talking to him, but not really answering the questions. He starts to understand she's not alone, and he starts asking her these yes or no questions. He finds out she's been kidnapped, but not much else before the call disconnects. And actually, that's where I'm going to stop, because from there, he gets absorbed in, you know, that call and that case, and, you know, he's at his post, you know, as a 911 dispatcher, so he can't leave, so he has to go get whatever little bit of information he can and try to track down, you know, where this woman is, you know, who was with her and who took her and exactly what's going on. And maybe it's not as straightforward as he thinks it is. So, what did the pros think of this version of the film? They gave it a 71% on the Rotten scale, with the audience at a 55%. So yeah, it's a pretty big departure from the scores of the original, so I'm definitely going to have to go back and see why it didn't connect with this audience over here. But I kind of have a little bit of an idea, I think, but we'll see if I'm right. But in the meantime, what did I think? Okay, so this is one of those movies that relies heavily on one performance, since it pretty much involves us seeing this one character talking on the phone for 90% of the time in one location. All the voice acting is good, but really, Jake Gyllenhaal, he really carried this movie. He was excellent as, you know, that troubled officer. And at first, you don't think that there's much depth to his character, and he just comes off as a jerk. However, the longer the case continues and the deeper the story goes, we can see that, you know, there are layers to him. He's not just some tough guy, cop, jerk person. There's, you know, layers to that. And he does a good job of letting us in and pulling that back just a little bit. The story itself has been done before, but it's good enough to keep things on the rails. But that's where my negatives start. The story itself is nothing spectacular. Even with the misdirection, which I assumed, doesn't do much to punch things up. And the subplot of what's going on with Joe and his upcoming case, we pretty much assume that as well. And again, it's not bad, it's just really all just straightforward stuff. A movie set in one location, and the only thing we have to go on is our imagination. We have to imagine what's going on outside. So it really needs to have much more of a robust narrative to make our imaginations really go wild about, you know, how things are playing out there. Since we only have, you know, like I said, the pictures in our mind to go off of. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Did I enjoy it? Yes, I did. I will put this one right at a 75% on the Rotten scale. This is a nice little mystery, thriller, drama type movie with a very, very great performance by Jake. I would have ranked it higher if the story was stronger and had more of a satisfying ending to it. Which, by the way, I hear the original had. The audience scores that I went back and looked at was filled with people that actually saw the original and they just directly compared the two. So they couldn't get beyond how much better they thought the original was over this version of it. They said the execution of the story in the remake is a lot weaker, and Jake's character is just simply too unlikable. And I guess the original protagonist in the original movie, he wasn't played that way. So they did make some changes and adjustments there. So I need to track down that original and check it out and see what the big deal was. But again, this is an example of not judging what they gave you and bringing in what, you know, you wanted it to be. Even though it's a remake and a comparison is inevitable, they still should have judged it on its own merits. Now, if you want to say the original is, you know, way better, that's cool. But you can't trash the one that just came out just because the original was better. For example, Pet Sematary. The original was better than that remake. However, that didn't take away from some of the original things they tried and worked with, you know, that remake. Now, the remake didn't get a pass from me. I didn't recommend it either. But people absolutely trashed the remake, and it wasn't that bad. But everybody kept trying to put it up against the original and saying, hey, well, this is this. You know, yeah, just take things for what they are and don't try to force them into that direct comparison. Now, when you compare them, yeah, okay, if you think the original is better, cool. But what did they give you? Was that good on the screen that they gave you? Put the original aside and just judge what's on the screen. So, for me, it's a watch. Put this one in your queue and check it out when you get a clear 90 minutes of uninterrupted time where you can watch this. It's definitely solid and it doesn't disappoint. I mean, if you haven't seen the original, it won't disappoint. And yeah, and with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Facebook, Instagram, same name. I'm up on all streaming platforms, so Apple, Google, Spotify, all that stuff, iHeart. Yeah, just definitely, wherever you stream your podcast, check me out, like, share it with people, subscribe. Yeah, you know, definitely comment. Let me know what's going on, any suggestions, anything like that. But yeah, but like I said, as I mentioned, this is horror month. So yes, the next episode will definitely be horror. And the way I think I'm going to do things, I'm going to do some old things as well as new, some genre things. And so yeah, stay tuned. I'm going to try to mix things up and keep it super fresh. So I don't get bored because I've seen so much horror, so I need to make sure that, you know, I'm engaged so I can give y'all that energy during these reviews. But anyway, thanks again for tuning in. I appreciate it, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.